Good morning. This is KWSO News. A boil water notice is still in effect for all water consumption users north of Shiite Creek in Warm Springs. This area includes water users in Miller Heights, the campus area, and Mecca Road. The water main was damaged as Warm Springs Construction was doing site prep across the street from the Behavioral Health Center. They assisted the branch of public utilities with the repairs completed on Tuesday afternoon, and water was restored. But the boil water notice remains in effect until samples are reviewed by the Environmental Protection Agency. This is the protocol whenever there is a loss of pressure to the water system. Keep in mind that until the boil water notice is lifted, local businesses like the Warm Springs Market and Shell Gas Station, among others, are on the same notice and won't be able to provide simple things like fresh coffee. Warm Springs Tribal Council passed a resolution to administer American Rescue Plan Act funds as a cash assistance general welfare program to tribal membership to address negative economic impacts due to the COVID-19 public health emergency. Distribution of $1,250 will be issued to each tribal member on November 15th. Warm Springs Vital Statistics reminds tribal members to make sure you have current address information on file with them. Address changes need to be done by Friday, October 29th by noon, or if it's received after that, it could delay the arrival of your check. You can pick up an address form at the administration office entry front desk, and there is a vital statistic box for the address changes by the buzzer for entry that it can be left in. November is Native American Heritage Month, and COCC invites you to join the events they have lined up for the month. They begin Wednesday, November 3rd, when Wilson Wiwa presents Legends of the Northern Paiute on the Prineville campus starting at 5:30 p.m. Wilson will present legends handed down to him by his elders in the traditional storytelling way. He will also present on the Bend campus on Wednesday, November 17th at 5:30 p.m. Other events include Truth, Reckoning, and Healing, a story of Indian boarding schools, presented by Gabrielle Hall from the Klamath Tribes. Her first presentation will be at the Bend campus on Thursday, November 4th, starting at noon, with another presentation at the Madras campus on Monday, November 8th, starting at 11:45 a.m. Local flute artist James Greeley will perform on Monday, November 10th, beginning at 5:30 p.m. on the Bend campus. For more information on Native American Heritage Month at COCC, contact Michelle Carey at 541-318-3782. In an article posted on USA Today, published on Sunday, October 24th, the headline reads, Chamawa Indian School Families Seek Answers, Healing Through Federal Investigation. It details a long history of neglect, abuse, disease, secrecy, trauma, and death in Indian boarding schools. Indian boarding schools across the United States were founded in the late 1800s to forcefully assimilate Native children into the white Christian man's image. The article continues to bring forth many family struggles to find out what became of their relatives who had been sent to these boarding schools amid many instances where records of death were incomplete or destroyed. Department of the Interior Secretary Deb Haaland, in June, called on the U.S. government to investigate the loss of human life and the lasting consequences of Indian boarding schools. Through December, the Department of Interior will engage with indigenous communities to gather feedback and begin the work to protect burial sites. A report on the investigation will be submitted to the secretary by April 1st and serve as a basis for additional work. A community forum in Southern Oregon on Tuesday night detailed the many problems caused by illegal cannabis farming this year. While law enforcement and regulatory agencies have made progress in cracking down on marijuana grows designed to look like legal hemp, there are still public safety concerns. Kathy Kizzy works with the farm worker advocacy group UNITE. She says migrant laborers who lost farm jobs because of the drought turned to illegal cannabis grows. Many experience threats of violence and wage theft.
That if you don't, you know, if you come and bother us for your money, we're going to go, you know, harm your families in Mexico or Guatemala, wherever the families are living. We're also seeing field bosses threatening people, like holding guns to their heads, sexual harassment with women, threatening rape and things like that.
Southern Oregon Representative Pam Marsh organized Tuesday's forum. She says agencies including Code Compliance, the Water Master's Office, and the Sheriff's Department all need more staff to deal with this problem. And now a look into sports in Major League Baseball. Game 2 of the World Series between Houston and Atlanta saw the Astros even the series at 1-1 with a 7-2 victory over Atlanta. Game 3 of the series takes place tomorrow in Atlanta. Atlanta is 5-0 this postseason at home and look to continue that undefeated streak at home with the next three games in Atlanta. Reporting for KWSO News, I'm Duncan Bruno.